Haritatha in the past tense of Krishna.
Those who were going to give up bhakti, they returned. Those who were chanting, remember, but no taste at all, again they became inspired and again they are doing Shramanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam and all these things with taste. I wanted this without no worldly gain, nothing. I want that the devotees of Swamiji should develop in their Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is like a river current. It cannot stop. If it is stopped anywhere, it means that it is not Shuddha Bhakti, which they are following. If a devotee following bhakti cult for 25 years continuously, and that if they are in proper way, they cannot fall. So we are bound to think that there must be some leakage. There must be some fault that they were thinking that this is bhakti cult, but this was not bhakti cult. So we should properly try to understand or realize the intrinsic character, symptom of bhakti. If you are following that Swarup Siddha Bhakti, which is the internal symptom of bhakti, Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam, that thing, anyone cannot fall. They cannot fall. Never they can fall. Whether they are in renounce order or they are in family man. No harm. Like Pandavas, Narada, Prahlad, Dhruva, Sanakshanandan, like Sudama, they may be householder, no harm. They may be in renounce order, no harm. But actually we should try to serve actually Krishna. Their mood should be like that. So we should try to discover what is lacking in me that we are following that. I know that the basis of all these things, bhakti, is pure association of rasik and tattvagi Vaishnava. If you are overlooking, if you are criticizing them, you are not going to fall to hear all these things from them. Then we must fall. We cannot check ourselves. So my purpose to come here is to help them so that all may properly follow Swarup Siddha Bhakti, not Karma Gyan Mishra and other Sangha Siddha or first
Arup Siddha.
The problem is that we are thinking that this Sangha Siddha or Arup Siddha Bhakti is Swarup Siddha Bhakti. So we should try to know all these things, and gradually we will develop our Krishna consciousness. So in evening we will meet. I should take rest. I am coming from far away. And you should come all, invite all, so that they may gain something. Gaur Pramananda. ওইখানে চললেই হতো তো এইখানে devotees coming from various part of world also new one coming, and senior devotees are also coming, so I'm very much glad to meet with them. I wanted to meet Holland devotees. I was so much eager. They are also making so much good arrangements there for Hari Katha. She has come also here. And all are here. Going to take Harinam. I wanted to take last time to test. But last time I will not take. And it was broken, and he distributed among needy persons, and he became calm and quiet and set, and he took renounce. He never again looked after renounce. You are perhaps in age of 44 or 45, 50?
56. Yeah. 56.
And he was at the age of 84, and he, if he can do, he can also. I am telling a story of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Once he was sitting like you are sitting, a prime minister of East Bengal, any state, Rai Bahadur something, and he was hearing. And time to time he used to go anywhere else and to smoke or to do something. Tambaku. Prabhupada looked and knew that fact that he is hearing, he has taste, but he has also taste of taking tambaku. So he told his servant, Paramananda Prabhu, very good disciple. After that he became renounced order, sannyasi. So he told that he has to go to take some, all these things. So make it here, prepare. And he should take cigarettes or anything and hear in Harikatha. Both at a time. So Prabhupada, yes. So Prabhupada ordered him, and he brought that hookah and kalki and gave to him in the front of Prabhupada. And he began to look after Srila Prabhupada. Oh, he has given me so much facility. Even knowing that this is very bad thing. So I must not take it. And he promised that in my life from today I am not going to take. And he then, in the same day, he took initiation. Where there is will, everything is there. These are the abode of cancer, TV. No? So we should not follow all these things. We should try to give up. It is a bonsor. If you have this disease, cancer and TV, then your son, his son, his son, all hereditary devil. So we should try to give up all these bad habits forever. Then you will come in Satvik Bhav, and your thinking will be so high,
your life will be so pure. What you want?
If you can get class.
The Vedanta Swamiji used to be there, always writing books. Radha Damodar Tampoli, you have heard, where he practiced and he wrote some books, where I used to go to meet him. So there I went and he gave me some water that I had planted some seed here in England, America also, in West Eastern countries also. So take and sprinkle them.
Ishashvini would like to know if she could be here tomorrow when you're giving initiation. So here, the Gayatri.
Tomorrow only Harinam.
Only Harinam tomorrow.
Take share. Partly to Swamiji and partly to me. We will divide. You will have not to be worried. We will divide. Okay? Don't fear. I have taken something here. His husband. So many devotees. He is also trying. Oh, I missed you for this.
Yes.
But now, even something is in this, very it's little, okay. It will go away gradually in day or two. Yes. But now I am feeling so well. Yes. At first I was thinking that I am sick. But now I am. Oh, okay.
No pain?
I'm okay.
No pain?
No. No pain ever. Mm. Only not hearing.
Yes.
Totally stopped.
Oh, yes.
Good day. I would like to ask you one question.
More loudly?
I would like to ask you one question.
But I will have to go just now class. Oh, yeah. Speak.
When you give somebody diksha, what is the duty of that person?
Eh?
What is the duty of the person who you give diksha?
To follow his Gurudev totally. How he is going on, what he tells, what he thinks, how he adopts bhakti, try to follow. Tad vidhi panipatena pariprasnena sivaya upadechantityam jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. If anyone is only hearing, not following, then useless. If he is hearing, he is hearing, but no question, it means he is not following. He is not understanding. If he is trying to follow, try to hear, but not servicing, then after one day, 2 days, 3 days, he will forget everything. So three things must be done. Pranipatena. I am worthless. I know nothing. I've vacated everything, my heart and soul and everything. So this is called false ego, to give up false egos, worldly desires. Sometimes you have so many worldly desires and very little, partly, some spiritual desire. But we'll have to give up all these things. But forcibly, if they are, no harm. But I don't want. It will go by the mercy of Krishna or his devotees. We cannot do. So partly we can only promise that I will not do. I have no desire. But it will go from root when their mercy will come. So bhakti should be started in any stage, whether he is false ego, whether he is drunkard, whether he is anything. From there, Shraddha will come by hearing. And then, what is the meaning of Shraddha? With ruchi, ruchi, you know, some taste. If you have no taste, but you have Shraddha, it will not do alone. So, this must become. So, we'll have to serve their words, their activities, their everything. When you chant, don't think that I'm chanting. I'm serving Krishna. When you are taking prasadam, don't take prasadam. Don't eat. Try to serve Mahaprasadam. When you are reading, then don't think that I'm reading. I'm serving Bhagavatam. Oh, they should be merciful to me. I cannot understand deeply without their mercy. So I want to serve them. So reading is that their serving. Remembering is serving. So think like this. And then pranipat and pariprasna. Not only question and questions and not following, useless. So like this. Raghunath Das Goswami was with Swarup Damodar.